And then this will, wow, I want to say that this is probably the last episode you and I ever film in this room. We're back. And I got a great story to start this off with. This one comes from the heart. We're actually mourning here today. It's actually a very sad start to this podcast.
Oh, bro.
I got to start with this, bro. This is a big deal. So I just learned about this. A couple things happened in the last hour before this podcast, actually. So is this basically, me and Maverick, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but long story short on this first story, we put a lot of fish at this rose garden pond by our house.
Bro, you're incriminating yourself right now.
Well, no, there's no more signs that say don't put fish there.
Oh, okay.
So we, for some reason, would catch fish and we would take them to our local pond and we would release them for literally no reason.
It would all be local fish. It wouldn't be any like...
Yeah, nothing that would like not survive there. Like it was fish we caught within a mile radius of this actual little pond.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go, we'd go back there just to look at the fish that we put in there.
Yes.
We added some life to the pond. So we went there to look at this pond on our way home from San Diego today. Just stop by there. It's two blocks away. And we're walking away from the pond. And I just think, basically, I got to give a little more background too. So I'm moving. I'm selling my house. We've talked about this in a past podcast. And I had 3-4 fish tanks, like big ones. Like it was ridiculous. Like if you want people to come look at that $2 million house, like you shouldn't have 4 fish tanks. That's what my mom said. So,
and they're all kind of like gross.
Yeah, they're big, like huge fish tanks, lots of shit in them. Like we got really like, into it.
They weren't decorated like
yeah.
pretty. So, they were decorated like very urban-y.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, exactly.
Or like rivery.
Yes, we put like, you know, we did.
We put branches and mud in that.
Not mud, bro. We bought like the nice sticks from the store.
Yeah, yeah.
And the nice plants.
But
anyways,
it was river bottom.
This is all pointless. Okay, this is all pointless because basically Maverick was going to babysit this fish that I have. I have this main fish that started all of the fish tanks. The whole reason I got into fish tanks. A fan left a goldfish at my house in 2018 when I first moved to this house on the driveway. And it was a little goldfish. And we put it in the bathtub because we didn't know what to do with it. And then I thought it was super funny. So I went to PetSmart and I spent $500 on a fish tank setup, like a big one. And we had this fish and it grew and it grew and it grew. We ended up going through two different tank sizes to a now 85-gallon tank. And this goldfish, man, it's the size of a fucking grapefruit. Like it's
no,
not a,
it's bigger than that, bro. It's bigger than that.
Like you can't huge. Put your hand around it. Like
no, no.
No, God no. Like you can't put your hand around half of it.
Like 10 inches?
Like it's a big fucking goldfish. Like, yeah, probably a 10-inch goldfish.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And basically, Maverick was going to babysit. Maverick was supposed to babysit.
I was babysitting
the goldfish that I loved so much, and that was like the core reason I was super into fish tanks.
Yes.
And he babysit it because I was going to move, and then when I got my warehouse in my house, I'd have the fish tank back. But also, Maverick's going to Texas, which we're going to talk about too. There's a lot of things to talk about.
Yes.
Maverick's going to Texas on Friday. So we're walking away from the pond because this is what makes me think of the fish was like seeing our other fish.
I was feeling so bad, bro.
And then I just like nonchalantly said to Maverick, I'm like, oh yeah, and since you're leaving on Friday, by the way, I'll come pick up the arowana and the goldfish, like at the fish tank and stuff. And then Maverick doesn't, I'm still walking forward and Maverick doesn't say anything and I'm still walking forward. And I go, unless they died. And then you just go, I don't remember what you said.
I was just like, bro.
And then you just said, keep walking, man. And I'm like, no, Maverick, which one? And he said the goldfish died. So go ahead. How'd you do it, man?
Okay, so my house at my mom's house is kind of crazy. Like we have like a bunch of people living there. So we're doing like this whole room swap because I'm leaving for Texas. So someone's taking my room and I had to take the fish tank out and put it in the family room. And when I went to go switch the tanks, you have to empty out the water all completely because that tank is heavy. You're not picking up a...
Yeah, it's 85 gallons.
Yeah.
A couple hundred pounds.
Yeah, so I move it to the family room and then I fill up with new water, put the chemicals in, then like I put the fish in. I put the fish in and I woke up in the morning and I just see a goldfish floating at the top.
You said he was limping.
The goldfish was floating at the top. The the arowana was like.
So you fabricated a story?
Was like at the bottom and like
30 minutes ago.
Was at the bottom and like, yeah, like bottom and like flick it at the top. And then I was like, well, I can't have the arowana die. And so then I called up one of my friends that's into fishing. Like their dad's into fish tanks and stuff like that. Took it to him. And then he revived this motherfucker with putting some chemicals in there and all this. And he put it into a quarantine tank and he goes, I think you'll be fine.
and the arowana is good.
And then, yeah, I was like, you know what? You could just be responsible for this fish.
The arowana, for anyone wondering what the hell we're saying, it's like a fish. Where's it from?
It's from Thailand.
Thailand. It's like it kind of looks like a little dragon. I would look it up. A-R-O-W-O-N-A. Arowana.
Yeah,
they're really cool fish.
We just call it iguana. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It literally, iguana looking motherfucker. That's what
it will get to be like a foot and a half big within like a year. Like, you feed these things meat.
It was already a foot.
It was already a foot. We got him when he was like 4 inches. And yeah. In like from April to now, he's like over 10 inches for sure. He's like a foot long. And you buy this like, what is it, like tilapia? Like mm-hmm. a type of like, is that shrimp?
No, it's a fish. It's a freshwater fish.
You buy some like meat basically from the pet store and you like literally chop it up and feed it to him. And he's like aggressive. Like he'll jump out the water.
Yeah, it's pretty
And you
cool.
can put live minnows in there. I don't know why we're geeking out telling you about fish.
No. It was definitely a hobby. It was heartbreaking.
Next story, just to transition from animals.
Yeah.
What just happened pulling up the driveway, bro?
Other than I was in a Lamborghini?
No. When we came back from San Diego, like literally right after you telling me my fish died, like legitimately 2 minutes, we came out, we pulled in the driveway.
Oh, but my gosh, bro. Someone kicked their dog, bro. Like one of Tanner's shitty neighbors goes and just like full on, like just kicks his dog, bro. Like a hard ass kick.
You got to give background. Where?
In front of your house is your neighbor.
So, okay, I'll tell her then. Well, you want me to?
No, yeah. Tanner's gonna explain it in this story because like I was sitting on my phone, I was like, what is what's going on? And you're like, you didn't see that? And I go, no. He's like, he just kicked the shit out of his dog. And I was like, oh really? And I'm like thinking, well, I ain't gonna say nothing.
So basically like doors up on my street. Like there's this I don't know if it was them, but there's this old woman that I've like low-key, she's had beef with me.
Like, you have loud cars and
but like ever since I moved here, she would give me like shitty ass comments. And I've like I'm hyped about talking about this now because I'm about to move. But like she would like say, you better stop street racing and all this shit. And I'd be like, I literally would not do that in my neighborhood. Like, I'm smarter than that. Like, mm-hmm. I'll take it a couple miles away.
Yeah, I keep
Mexico.
It like 2 blocks. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. So I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you've never seen me do. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? And ever since then, she's had like some sort of attitude. She said I had an attitude with her after she just kind of like accused me of that shit. Yeah. And then so anyways, I think it was her husband because it was the same dog. I'm not sure. So we're pulling up to the house. We got No Fox Club member Max in here. Come say hi.
Dude, this guy also, is the best driver like I've ever
This dude's a
been
fucking
with.
Legend.
Oh.
It's all good, bro. It's all good. We're moving.
What just happened? Bro just gets nutty in the Lamborghini, bro.
This is Max. He's in the No Fox Club.
What up?
Where are you from?
Kind of like a couple places. I live like in BC and Alberta, Canada.
Alberta, Canada. So
yeah, it's kind of like the Texas-ish of Canada.
Why'd you come out, bro? What we got going tomorrow?
Go fishing trip, No Fox Club.
Woo!
Good time, yeah.
He flew out from Canada, and he got a little Lamborghini rented out. Yeah, so he's been whipping it around, and dude.
Bro, he's just been getting, drifting onto freeways, on ramps, where he just got in and out, and he's just like, oh, I got to show you this, because I've never.
Hold the drinks, bro.
Yeah, hold the drinks. I got to show you. So I'm holding the drinks, two hands, double cupping, and bro just floors it, and just like legitly like just holds the drift. Perfect throttle control.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, bro.
And for the people that don't understand, like, that's like a 600 horsepower rear-wheel drive Lamborghini. Like, that's not an easy car. And he's getting onto the freeway. We're in Mexico, obviously.
Mid-engine.
When we're doing these things.
Yeah.
But we're in Mexico getting on the freeway on a loop. And he's just sliding this thing, bro. It was crazy. We got footage of it. It's in the No Fox Club. But anyways, we're pulling up to the house with Max because we've been chilling today. We went around, showed you the cars, Auto Armor, got some food. And then we invited him to come back up here to see the podcast in person, which is what he's doing right now. So that was the little bit of the in story. Okay, so he pulls up to my house. You could chill here if you want for this story, or if you don't, either way.
On the sidelines.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah.
I just wanted to introduce you.
Yeah, sounds good.
Unless you want to pull the chair up, bro, you can hop in the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
If it's up to you, bro.
Yeah.
It's up to you. You're fucking, it's half in the name. So, I mean, like, you technically own 2/3 of the sign.
Here, I'll go to the...
Pop in. Slide that chair in. Max is joining us for the rest of the podcast. Okay, so You didn't even really see this either, Max.
Is this one on?
Anyways, we're pulling into the driveway. Max is like parked in the driveway. I pull up behind him because he got here before us.
Well, like, I swear I thought I saw something with him, but like, I thought it was the popping in the car, like the Lambo coming in, you know, any downshift. So I just like was like trying to quickly like rip around to your gate there. And then like, yeah, no, I was just like, I thought it was like one of your neighbors and I wasn't sure if he was gonna be mad or not. So I was just like quickly pushing your gate buzzer. I was like, you know, like, let me in, let me in. And then I see you guys like cruising up the street behind him. So that's when I got back in the car and then you opened the gate. I pulled in and then all of a sudden you came out the driveway and I get out of the car and you're like screaming at this neighbor.
So
I'm like, yo, what just happened?
Bro, Tinder gets toxic real quick.
Well, not toxic, bro. So I
No, he deserved it.
Yeah, I see this guy walking up the street. Sorry, we'll get to the story. He's pulling up at the driveway. Dude's walking up. I pull into my driveway behind him, open the gate. And then I'm like watching this guy walk up the street because I'm just like watching him. And he literally sidekicks the shit out of his dog. Like his dog was kind of pulling to the left. Like he's like holding him next to him. Like it wasn't even anything crazy. I was literally watching this happen. Dude sidekicks the shit out of his dog in the stomach, like in the side of the ribs kind of. And I was like, what the fuck? And I asked you, I was like, did you see that? And I rolled down my window and I was like, hey, a-hole, don't kick. I said, don't fucking kick your dog. Or I said something like that. What did I say?
You said it. Hey, asshole, don't fucking kick your dog.
Something like that. And then he goes, F you. And I was like, F me. Like, fucking F you. Like, I started, like, cursing at him. I'm like, you fucking, I said, he deserved it. My dad taught me growing up, treat others how you want to be treated.
So yeah, bro, you were fuming.
Like, he treated his dog like that. Yeah. I was going to treat him like that. And I said, nice gray hair, old man, just to get under his skin a little bit, let him know that I'm a young whippersnapper. And
wasn't that good of a comeback either, or insult?
Well, it's just
I don't know, old man. Stood outside the gate for like probably 10 minutes.
I said a couple other things, and then he riled him up for sure. And then he said, "Suck my dick," and I said, "Suck mine first,
bitch."
And then I pulled up the driveway, and he's like trying to be like angry old man, like in
it's weird having like a beef with an old guy because it's like, I'm not gonna fight you. Like, what do you, you know, what's gonna come of that?
Oh, exactly. No, I know. So he's like old guying me in the street and I have a gate. So it's like, what are you doing? And then I get out the car and I'm like, how is this guy throwing rage back at me? So I just was like, at least I don't abuse animals. Like, that's why I yelled back at him and then he walked away.
Yeah, bro.
Weird sequence of events. My fish died and then we saw my neighbor abuse his dog.
Shitty people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that. And it bothered me. And I just felt like I had to ruin his day a little bit. Like,
yeah,
he deserved it. Man, now I feel like we could get into like kind of the intro of the podcast because we didn't really even do that.
Oh no, we did not.
Welcome. It's been 13 minutes. Welcome to No Fox Given, the only podcast that matters. I think we're at episode 32. Guess, as a guess. Pretty close. We're almost at episode 40. Listen, guys, we're going to give some life updates because a lot of things going on, man. A lot of things going on.
I know, bro. You've been painting like a madman.
That's a side thing, I feel like.
And I know, but...
By the way, Max, I know this is your first time on the podcast, but you just chime in. We're the boys. We're just talking. You know what I mean? I know it seems overwhelming a little bit, but it's not.
Nah, that's good.
Just vibe. Like, the cameras, don't forget them. Forget them. Anyways, this dude's moving to Texas on Friday. He's leaving me.
Bro.
He's leaving me, bro. We've been friends in San Diego for over 10 years. He's leaving me.
I feel like it's not even like that big a deal. Even like, you know, when I went to Guam for like what? Like 6 months?
No, I know. I'm just overplaying it. I'm overplaying it.
I guess you can make the move to Texas.
I know.
I'd be thinking about moving out of state all the time. I think it could definitely happen in the future. But that's the thing.
There's so many great states.
I swear Texas is the new like LA for YouTubers though.
Like, it is. It really is. It's becoming that. Yeah.
Like everyone seems to, like every like content creator seems to be moving over there.
I mean, it doesn't snow there.
Before you sell me on Texas.
Actually, I'm not selling no one because
you don't even know yourself yet.
I don't.
Nah, but man, I feel like the last month we gave a little bit of update in the last podcast. I've been kind of figuring out season 3. I think we talked last time on the podcast.
Yes.
I was like just saying I finally want to sell my house. I didn't really know what I was doing. I've talked about I bought a warehouse. So should I give life update first or you?
I feel like you should. I feel like...
Because I want to hear about all your shit too.
Well, you've been doing this just like absolute crazy. Like right now, like I'm watching Tanner become like Tim, like in my head right now.
Tim?
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing right now.
Gage's dad?
Yeah. Like,
This is the start of it, I swear to God.
And I'm like seeing it like firsthand, like him building this empire of him becoming a billionaire.
It's really, yeah, I agree with you.
Really, that's really what he's doing.
I feel like I figured out a lot about myself in the last month, even, you know, we always are figuring ourselves out, but in the last month, we've taken a step back as much from being as consistent on YouTube content and the podcast. And like we mentioned before, just like Maverick's working on his move out to Texas. He's got his place now. Me, season three here, we got the warehouse in works. I'm getting a new place. We have a lot of plans for all of that. What next do you want to...
Okay, so you
finally... We didn't write a script for this. We had to do an update podcast.
You finally decided to sell the house. And then what's the plan to do with that money? Because like the market's up, you obviously...
Yeah, so this house turned out to be an investment property.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make some bangs.
Yes.
Some wrecks.
Which is super awesome.
And I'm going to use that money to invest into my warehouse and my office.
And you're buying a warehouse?
Yes, I purchased a warehouse.
Okay. And what's the benefits between purchasing a warehouse and leasing it?
Yeah, so it was really interesting. We were looking at leasing a space because the business we run for T Fox brand and the Premier Icon, we lease that space. We don't own that warehouse. So I don't know why I never really thought. In my head, I thought commercial buildings were really, really, really expensive. Obviously, this is like an expensive building, but I just thought it was unobtainable. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But I was looking for a lease of a building. And I was telling the guy I want a skate park and I want to do all the dumb shit. And he's like, oh God, like we're going to have to tell the landlords beforehand because I just don't want to run into any shit type thing.
Oh yeah.
And after a couple weeks of looking at apartments, he comes to me and he's like, hey, I don't know if you guys are interested in like buying, but this warehouse has been on the market for like a week and they just sold the twin building next door. And like, it's really nice. I think it'd be worth to check out if you're interested. And I said, yeah, we checked it out. And it turns out, so again, I'm not like a real estate person, so like, please don't try to learn anything from me. But like, apparently on a house, you got to put a way bigger down payment. I'll say that. On a commercial building, it's like 10% down.
Well, it generates revenue, so.
So yeah, I didn't know that. So I was like, oh, this is way more doable. You know what I mean? Like, we can easily make this happen, fire. And then with the down payment, after you make the down payment on the commercial building, then my mortgage is like $1,000 less than what it was going to be leasing the same size building. So it worked out that way. Now I can build concrete ramps.
Oh, it's cheaper.
It's an investment. You can do whatever you want and you're not paying someone else's mortgage off.
Yeah, exactly. So the second I close on that, which is October 26th, like I said, I'm going to use the money I make from this house to like upgrade that office and building. I'm going to knock out the offices in there and build like a platform so I can have upstairs office that's like windowed off. So it's AC'd. The podcast, like gym, garage, skate park, like the whole nine yards. It's going to be fucking lit. And I think that this is finally the start of, like you said, my wheels turning. And I like, you know, Space Station in Utah?
Yes.
Like those guys out there, they have the integrations company helping influencers with brand deals, Space Station Gaming, investments.
Yeah,
they do the whole nine yards. That's their version of it. But I feel like I'm finally getting hyped on doing that because... Yeah. I've always thought, and I've seen other people building teams, and I've tried myself because you see other people doing it, and you know people is power, but I feel like I was always like kind of too young sometimes. Like I was just like, I don't want to be a fucking boss, and I had to fire employees, and I was like, that's not fun. I want to be a
No, you don't want to be a douchebag. You don't want
to
be the...
I don't know, kid. Yeah. I just wanted to be a kid more, and now I finally feel like I'm...
Maturing enough?
I'm maturing and like accepting why I'm excited to do this, and I'm excited to like I said, scale my businesses and have my office space, and... Like, it's just going to be the hub for so many things. And I feel like I've figured out a lot about myself in the fact of I'm downsizing my living space because, like, I thought about it, bro. I use, like, 10% of this house.
Yeah, you just use
and
that little...
It just is like...
Patio.
I don't know, man. I just feel like a house like this is meant for, like, when you have a family or something. Like, I'm just lazy here because it's too, like, nice and you just want to chill. Like, to be honest, I'm just like, that's just what it is.
You get sucked into just, like, the AC, the comfort, the easiness...
Yeah, pool. Hella space. Like, you can do whatever you want. So I'll have my, like, smaller living space. And I'm telling you, my warehouse is going to be my new canvas. Like, I'm planning on going very hard on it. Like, because I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, you used the space, though, did you not? Like, you had your enjoyment out of the house. And like
110%.
It's not like it got wasted or anything. It's just...
Definitely did not get wasted. Like moving on. Definitely did not get wasted. It was a part of my life that needed to happen, like, for sure. Because I dreamed of living with my roommates and doing that thing. And if I didn't, I would have regretted it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
100%.
So I think me wanting to do that, it just brought those lessons that I learned. And that's what it is. And definitely wasn't a waste of time. Property value went up too. Got to live a fuck ton of cool experiences here. Did it. You know what I mean? Growing up on social media, especially, it looks cool to live in a house with all your friends. So it's like, cool. I got to do it. I know what it's like.
Need your space though too sometimes.
Need my space, like... but I'm also really excited to have my workspace, because I also plan on like hiring new like employees and bringing on more people. Here, that's hard for me because there's like a boundary and like a wall.
And it's just hard naturally
because it's my house. It's because, I don't want to like bring necessarily work people all the time to my house. So this will be like I'm showing up to work and like everyone else is, and we're going to show up and all grind and we're all hyped, and then we all go home. And I think that's an important dynamic that I've never really experienced much, but.
Oh, never mind. I agree with that 100%. Because you get to your house and then people show up and then they just sit on the couch for a little bit, hang out, chit chat, and then it turns into like escalating. It just keeps on chilling. Then it's too late to do something or vice versa.
Exactly. And that's like pretty much what's new with me.
Well, let's put that thought in your head. What made you think like, okay, something's got to change. What made that happen?
Like I get very complacent, and when I get very complacent, I just like get depressed, man. Like I don't know, like I said, learning to me that why I don't need a house like this. I don't know. It took a lot of soul searching to like understand why, but I don't know. Yeah. Did that answer your question at all?
Yeah. You're just kind of just like, you were just unhappy and you're just figuring out, okay, something needs to change.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Something did need to change. And I don't know. There's like cool sayings I could have come up with right now. Like there's cliche sayings for this. I can't think of one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. All right, what's been the hardest part about deciding factor to move? Like, what's been like the
doing it, bro? I don't know, just getting up and like actually deciding on what I want to do, because you have the fear of like deciding on something and not being happy on it. But I feel like that's like the whole point of a decision. It's because like that's, you're making a decision. I want to know about you in Texas, bro. I think he wants to know about it too.
Where's this? What's the spot?
He doesn't know nothing, bro. I know. No, he probably doesn't know a little bit.
But yeah, moving to Dallas on Friday. You're going to drive out with me. A nice 20-hour car ride.
Yeah, so I actually got offered Steve-O comedy show tickets, and I was going to bring a club member. But like my best friend is moving to Texas.
I mean, it's just 20 hours sitting in the car with me.
But that honestly sounds fun for the pure factor of like, because it's when you're leaving. You know what I mean? It's like, like remember when you were leaving?
Is it more fun than Steve-O?
Yeah, 100%, bro.
My God.
What would you rather do, bro? He's like Steve-O show.
Steve-O, no driving. Like, over in a couple hours.
20 hours in the car to Texas in a 2004 Tacoma, or?
does the AC work?
Oh, the AC works. The radio does not work.
We'll bring a JBL.
Honestly, one step forward, two steps back on that right there.
There's no like sound system, nothing. It's just, you got AC.
What's going to end up happening though?
No cruise control.
This is why Maverick wants me to go, is because if I go.
Yo, bro, can you drive?
It's slightly a little more luxurious, because I would be the person to be like, bro, let's just rent a car. Like, but no, you actually need your car then.
Yeah,
like, oh shit, bro.
But it's like, hey, I'm tired. Can you like
drive? Can you drive for at least 2 hours, bro? No, I'm just going to be fucking faded.
I just purposely get
faded so I can't drive. It'd be illegal.
Oh no. Then I'm gonna be in the same situation. I'd be like, fuck it, I'm gonna have to do it too.
Then we both just sit on the side of the road. Like, we didn't get anywhere with this.
Just dig our own holes.
Texas, man. But, so overall, is like, what is, this is a big decision you yourself you're making.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I don't think it's everything that big of a big deal. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't think it's that big. That's
but it like is, because you're moving from your hometown where all your friends and your family, everyone you grew up in around, and all the things you're comfortable with, you're making the decision to move to another state, be with your woman, have a new group of friends, have a new place. Like, that is a big decision. Why the fuck are you doing that? Is that like, is it literally just?
It is, but it's not. I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, it's not like I can't go like, oh, hey, Tanner, I'm back. That shit sucked.
Yeah.
And it, like, you won't be like, no one's gonna be disappointed in me. No one's gonna be like, oh, look at this, Maverick's back. How embarrassing. No one's gonna think like that.
You have a good supportive friend.
Yeah.
But you made a point like about the small towns.
Yeah, but it's different. Maybe it's not different, but like in my head, like
in movies.
Yeah. If like, say like homeboy tried to make it come to LA from Canada, even though he's probably doing way better in Canada, but try to make it from Canada to LA and then realize it's not working in LA and then move back to Canada, it'd be a little.
Like, if you ditched all your friends from a small hometown, you're like, I'm going to be famous. Yeah. It's more of like that, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like I'm leaving to Texas because
like, your homies would be butthurt.
I'm going to be famous.
If you come back
Texas,
and you're like, it didn't work.
Yeah.
But this is a different situation.
Yeah.
What you're
is
doing.
This your first time moving out?
Yeah. I mean, other than like, I worked at Woodward Tahoe for a summer for like 3 months. So no, like this is the first time moving out. Really,
I mean, that, like I swear the big step makes it like almost better because you're just so separated. You just it kind of forces you to push a little harder on you know, starting fresh almost.
It's either like. Yeah, it's either you make it or...
What are you going to do every day, bro? Do you have any plan or are you just like dead ass going to wing it? Like, is that the fun part of it for you?
I think that's the fun part about it.
Yeah, I like that too.
Is winging it. And then
but
like,
big changes like that seem so scary to me to make, bro.
And then like...
even deciding on where I want to live.
It's crazy how many people DM me and going like, oh, bro, like, da-da-da, I'm going to be going to Texas soon. I'm going to be going to Texas soon too. Like, we should hang out. And I'm like, no way, you're going to Texas too? And then...
And low-key, I just thought about this. I think it will actually be lit for you too because you'll be like, low-key, like, is there YouTubers out there?
Gage, there's...
So that's what I mean. You kind of will start forming your own little...
Evan Shanks, too.
So you can kind of start forming your own little YouTube group out there. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of big names out there.
I mean...
Like, California's washed.
I could be wrong, but, like, I mean, the only two big ones I know are Evan Shanks like and DJ Exotics.
You're bigger than Dude Perfect.
Oh, they're from Texas, too.
Yeah, but they don't really count because they don't collaborate with anybody.
And they're just
can
like...
we talk about Dude Perfect? Does anyone ever fucking talk about Dude Perfect?
Dude Perfect is probably, like... If you watch their views, it's just fucked up. Like, go
it's
look,
fucked up.
Go look at, like, how many views?
No, I know they get 50 million every video still. But this is why
still.
Trick shots, man. Hear me out. Trick shots for everybody.
And no
everybody
one
loves them.
You know what's crazy? No one's copied them. Has there ever been like a?
Because it's a lot of fucking work and it's not fun. Like, it's actually not fun to do trick shot videos. That's what people don't get. It looks so sick, and that's why they're successful, bro. But think about it. Like, an old guy's gonna want to see the trick shot video. Young kid's gonna want to see it. Young kid, grown up's gonna want to still see it.
But
I watch that shit still.
Oh yeah, me too.
So I love Dude
Perfect.
It's
always not recommended, and you know, I do. I click it.
Do we got any beef? Like, can we come up with any drama for Dude Perfect? Have they ever had drama? No. They're Dude Perfect.
Damn, bro, they branded themselves so well.
We got to find some dirt on them and come out with a fucking documentary. No, I'm playing. I love Dude Perfect so much.
No,
I don't know why we talk about
it. No one has ever tried copying them and like has done it successful, though, which I think is still impressive.
Because they are Dude Perfect. Like, when you do a trick shot, you say like, oh,
works.
Dude Perfect.
Oh, yeah, you see your Dude Perfect.
They own that.
Or Dude Decent.
Dude Decent. We're Dude Decent. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the collective is Dude Decent.
Yeah, like, we're Dude Decent.
We're not perfect.
Yeah, no, God, no, I wouldn't want to be perfect. Would you want to be perfect?
Yeah, see, that seems sus to me.
Being perfect?
Yeah, ain't nobody perfect.
Yeah, why would you want to be perfect?
You know, the more perfect they seem, the more sus things get.
That's a lot of weight on your back.
Hiding something behind there, for sure.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hey, have you been watching Squid Games? No?
Ooh, Squid Games. Squid Games, Squid Games.
Sub or dub? Sub or dub? You haven't watched it? You haven't watched it, bro?
Okay, like, if I watch those kind of shows, I have to read the subtitles. Way too much going on to fucking sit there.
Well, you watch it.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the show of the century. I'm not being hype. I'm not adding to the hype train. It's a really good show.
I've heard it's better in the dubbed, but I can't do it. I watch the unsynced audio and lips. It drives me crazy.
If you just get a little relaxed and you kind of like...
And watch it from a distance?
Space out your eyes. Yeah, like, it's a good show. The games, it's eerie, bro. Like, it's some shit you can relate to. Like, it's the perfect amount of like fake, but it like you could totally believe being in that situation where you can kind of relate. And it's like, you know what I mean?
Wait,
I don't like superhero movies. I don't like superhero movies.
No,
like,
I'm not a fan either.
It's just not real to me, and I can't relate to it. But this is like rich people taking some like people off the streets and doing some crazy rich people games, like Purge stuff, but like in a creepy kid manner. I say Squid Games is a dub if you have not seen it. It's like that show of the year, to be honest. Like, I kind of feel like that's how it is. Like, how Shameless was like, did you watch Shameless?
Nah.
Oh, damn. So maybe it's not even like that. See, I feel like the idea of hype is... fucking fake. Like,
I watched this.
You think something's hype because you know about it.
How did you watch Squid Games? How I watched it is like, I was just on Netflix and I just see it. It's like the first show recommended to me. And I'm like, I'm bored. F it. And I was like, oh, it's in Korean. And I was like, whatever. I watched the full episode. And then I just saw someone, okay, I don't want to spoil anything. Spoilers, but I watched people die. And I was like, this show's lit. I'm gonna keep watching.
No, I know it's gruesome.
It's like number one show in like most of the world right now. I think.
Oh yeah,
number
it's the most talked about thing.
Yeah,
and then obviously with every big trend comes all of the YouTube videos.
Oh yeah,
they're good.
Have you finished it?
We were watching FaZe Rugg's video.
It was so good, so good.
I was honestly low key entertained. I just didn't want to get sucked in for a 20-minute video.
You guys are both so into that.
I know, like, and then I had to turn it off because I just didn't have 20 minutes to watch.
I was so hurt, your bro. Face, like. Second you close, I just seen the disappointment on your face.
I know, and I was like, I knew you wanted to watch it.
I will always admire people that are quick to think like that. Like, Rug, he knew right away, we need to make Squid Games on a YouTube video.
That's always been the thing since like the vlog days.
And I feel like I was like I didn't even think of that.
I know. I'm just like I feel like I'm, I don't know, lazier. I guess is the word. Like yeah. I just like or yeah, I don't know.
Because that video was a lot of work though. Like it was.
Hell yeah, it was.
But you act like if you didn't text like 50 people, like literally Shane and all
you could
his
make
friends,
it happen, bro.
You could make it happen the same day.
Dude, I saw the crate challenge literally before that shit went viral on TikTok. And I was like, I'm gonna go to the beach tomorrow and do a public video with this. And then I was like, eh, everyone's already gonna do that. Like, I know everyone's already thinking of that.
But it's not even that hard.
I know.
Have you tried it?
No, I actually didn't.
It's, bro, it's not even hard.
I've never done it.
I don't
think it's that hard either. I think people are just uncoordinated, but then I could just be saying it. But
no, definitely. Definitely. Like,
that's what it is.
Yeah, we tried it and people were like, they ended up stacking like three on the top, trying to jump over it. And because, yeah, it's just, it was too easy.
Okay.
Way too easy. And like, even when people fell, it was not as dramatic as like all the TikToks and everything you saw.
Yeah, well, it just depends on who you play, I feel like. If you're playing with coordinated people, you're going to have easy, like, got funness. But if you're with some goons, it's going to be a goon fest. It's going to be lit. It's going to be legendary. So it just depends on who you're playing it with.
We've been freeballing this whole podcast.
I know. Okay, no, I want to talk about your painting too. This is your new hobby, bro. I think this is pretty epic.
You like my paintings?
Bro, I walked into Tanner's room and you just see this collage of paintings. And I can't even describe them. They're just some Vincent Van Gogh shit. Like, and like there's
hyping
one.
Me up because you're my best friend, but thank you.
You're welcome. But I'm being honest. I like saw it and I was like, bro, I would like didn't really fuck with this if I didn't even know Tanner.
If you put on, yeah, it's something.
Yeah, it's gonna go on my wall.
I gave one of the pieces to Maverick.
It's for sale, $20 million.
$20 million, because you can price art forever, whatever you want.
Exactly.
Tax loopholes or something.
$20 million for
that's
the right
how you
buyer.
Launder money.
Exactly.
Something like that.
To exchange it out.
Yeah, just sell a painting. $20 million, even though it's not $20 million.
I can negotiate. It's $20 million OBO.
I can negotiate.
OBO.
Were you shooting for the Squidward in the bottom left one? I have to ask. It's bro, like this painting.
No, that my girlfriend made that one.
No way.
Yeah, that's the reason I started painting because she's like into painting. So then we like painted one night as a date, and then I got really into it.
I don't know what it is. That one just hits. It's
the red mouse, Mickey Mouse elephant one he drew.
They don't know what we're talking about. This is just out of context. Yeah.
For everyone, the bottom left one, it's like the Squidward. Like, it's like the Squidward, but like the painting of Squidward when he paints himself, you know, and it's like it looks like that one.
Yeah. I want to one day maybe have like, I thought of a couple ideas because art's fun. I feel like I would want to make like 50 paintings and then I could either have like an art gallery or I'd have a bunch of logos or I'd have a bunch of artwork for my clothing. Like, I don't know. I just want to have a bunch and collect them. They're like real.
Bro, you should just put
like
some
real NFTs, bro.
Do a limited merch drop and just like throw some art pieces in there. Just a random thing.
Yeah, like one offs.
Yeah,
type
literally
shit.
Just like what
put
like,
them up on
you
the
don't
website.
Even know what you buy. You just pay the like the you know whatever and you send out a.
Do
random...
I post a collage of all of them so people know what the paintings are and you could get any one of them?
Yeah, I think that'd be work the best.
That'd be sick.
Yeah,
and number them. I just have to go crazy at my warehouse. I'm also gonna have an art studio, a little setup. Nothing crazy, just like you know to paint.
You're just going to have it all. I feel like this
I'm gonna,
new
I'm
warehouse
start playing
is going to be
music
like,
again. I'm going to get really into that.
The one-stop shop, huh?
Yeah. And then, yes.
And then,
productive productivity through the roof. It's going to be.
Hopefully.
Because I'm excited.
No, yeah. Yeah, I can see the wheels turning. Like I said, the wheels are turning and like.
No, we're building an empire.
You're
bro.
Ready to like, to create something big.
Yes.
Well, should I talk about when the wheels are going to be done? Or well, you, know, you don't even know what they look like, do you?
My GTR wheels?
Yeah.
I know what the GTR wheels look like. I don't know what the Lamborghini wheels look like, but we are within 2 weeks of both car reveals. That's another fucking big thing. Everything's kind of falling together right now.
And then your new line, too, that just dropped, too?
Yes. I want to talk about that in 1 second. I guess I can mention that. Yeah, we are working on T-Fox brand a lot recently. I mean... There's so many things like we're working on.
I really like this new drop. This drop was done solid.
For the first time, if you can kind of see on this camera, I've been posting it all over Instagram. This is the T-Fox brand fishing line. Are you a fisherman?
Like, kind of. Like, I grew up, like, you know, just like fishing off the dock at the lake and all that kind of stuff. Like, I never got, like, seriously got into it.
So are you ready for this fishing trip we're going on tomorrow?
Well, of course.
We're catching some trophies, bro. Over at Tanner Bank.
Basically, I've been fishing since I was like a wee young lad. Like, I'm talking like 1 to 2 years old. My dad lived on boats. He grew up on boats. He'd been driving boats. Like, we've been around the water. So I like fishing. And I've recently started getting back to fishing. I've been trying to do a lot more stuff that makes me happy. That was my slogan back in the day. Still is. It's still in my Instagram bio. So we wanted to do something like relevant to me. I've done the scootering stuff. I've done a lot of car stuff. And I love like the salty crew kind of vibe, fishing stuff. And I just thought a fishing line would be fucking awesome. And we went on a No Fox Club fishing trip, which we talked about. We got skunked, except for Steve. My stepdad caught a yellowtail.
We didn't get skunked. We came home with something.
Yeah, but no club member caught a fish except for my stepdad, which was funny because it was like a $5,000 fishing trip. And so we're redoing it tomorrow. We're redeeming ourselves in honor of the T-Fox fishing line, which, again, it's hard to see. You know, there's a mic here. I'm excited about it. It's dropping on October 15th, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We made these really cool, like, you know those little floaty key tags that you put on your boat keys? You can put them on normal key. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
We made those little, like, floaty things. We did a nail clipper, but it's for fishing line, to cut fishing line. It says, like, T-Fox brand. It's sick. We did a windbreaker. You know, fishing vibe. We did like a sick waterproof little five panel kind of looking hat. This t-shirt, like super clean stuff, beach towel, stickers, all that good stuff. And I'm hyped on it, man. It's the first drop we've done since like April of this year. So it's been like 4 or 5 months, maybe more, since I've done a drop. That's actually 6 months.
Yeah, you excited? Like, I can tell you're excited about it, but like,
I'm excited about it because it was like, I had a lot of involvement with it. Like in the past, a lot of the times, like, I would give input on, like, what kind of art or what the theme of the, like, drop was going to be. And then the artist at the warehouse, he would kind of just go with it. This one, like, I actually went back and I said, like, no, I don't like this. I like this font better. I want it to look like this. And we went through, like, three different times, like, back and forth, landed on this one. And here we are a couple months later. I'm excited about it. October 15th. I won't rub your ear off on it anymore. To my next point, I guess the, what was that, bro?
You too.
That's not me.
What was this? Look.
I was like, dude,
that sounded like a
yo,
two,
don't look at me.
It was way too in the mic. I like that.
Just a couple 12-year-olds here.
Couple 12-year-olds.
Hey, I was gonna ask you. I feel like I love it when people expose like their. Have you ever had like? Have you ever exposed like your CPM to with another YouTuber? Have you like? Where do you rank on your CPM scale between like?
I have a really great CPM.
And why?
Because I make long content, and it's obviously like, I mean, it is family friendly. It's PG-13. Like, I bleep curse words on my main channel just so it's entertaining content for all ages. And I like that because, like, you know, you could watch my video and it's entertaining, but you don't notice that it's not like maybe like
watching Ryan's
like
toy.
It's like watching TV almost.
Like Carter Scherr. Like, I'm not hating on. He just makes content aimed at younger kids. So I try to keep mine in the middle. So mine is technically family-friendly, which helps your CPM. I make longer videos. So the average watch time, say, of my video, if it's 50% and I have a 14-minute video, that's a 7-minute video, rather than David Dobrik maybe getting 75% of his 4-minute video, it's 3-minute watch time. People spend 7 minutes on my video. Technically, that view is worth more money to the advertiser, because that fan was technically more engaged with my content and maybe my niche and my theme and whatever it was. So that view is worth more money in some cases. So that's a reason.
Have you ever looked at a YouTuber's CPM and been like, bro, that's embarrassing? Or
yes, 100%. But also, like, educational content is like the number one thing. There's also different parts of YouTube you can get it into, like the Google preferred. I'm on like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I wonder.
Well, you're talking
in a different Logan, country. I'm not.
Logan talks about him being.
I'm on a Google preferred in different countries, like in Canada and Australia, but I'm not in the US. So, like, that stuff all helps. There's a lot of things that factor into a bigger CPM. Educational content, and it doesn't even have to be like teaching math. Like, if I'm just teaching you about like the Scooter safeties tricks of race cars, like,
oh, yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, if I'm just informing you on information, that type of video is more than like Nelk, like, shitting on someone in public and, like, just, you know what I mean? Like, making them uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Because that's just, like, entertainment content. So there is, like, that's another factor. There's a lot.
Okay. And then what about, have you ever seen someone, like, CPM just be, like, out of pocket high? Like,
high?
Yeah. Can you name drop him or no?
Dude, Baird.
Baird?
Old roommate Baird.
Baird Strudwick?
On YouTube, yes. He was our old roommate. He was in a lot of the YouTube videos. He did like e-commerce stuff, and then he did like business videos on that. So all of his subscribers, he grew his whole channel teaching people about e-commerce. So e-commerce people watch his videos. They watch the whole video because they want to learn. So like his engagement and his fan base, everything was just cracked. and it was like super educational. So like he had like a $30 CPM compared to like a $7 CPM, which is really good.
Oh, okay.
Like shitty CPM is like $1.30.
All right.
Average $4.
So 30 good is like
is like
damn.
7. 30 is like.
So what
fuck
do you think like Ryan's
Facebook
Toys reviews is? Or Coco Melons.
Oh God, I don't even know, man. Because they're also probably high up on YouTube preferred type thing. So I imagine they're doing good. You know what I mean?
Well, Ryan's is the number one paid YouTuber
according to Forbes. Yeah.
So like, what would you guess his at? Like 100.
But he also just gets a lot of views. I mean, you could literally.
But like, there's no way he has a dollar CPM. Like a one. Even though he's getting lots of views.
These kids are also making obviously more money from brand deals, and there's so many other factors. It's not just YouTube AdSense. Yeah. But like also Facebook, people don't even know this. Facebook CPM on average is $25. YouTube on average is $4.
I know. That's why you see so many cringy little Facebook videos.
Bro, Facebook content is crazy. Like there's this loop, because like, I've learned about it the last like 2 years. I've been trying on and off to launch my Facebook, and that's something I got going this year finally.
Yeah, I've been seeing those.
There is Facebook content where people, you've probably seen it, people will have like toothpaste and Skittles and like random shit. And they'll be like, this is crazy. Like, I never knew this is how you could make waffles. And then it's just them like cracking eggs, pouring flour, putting Skittles, like putting in the toilet. Like, it's just ridiculous shit that you're like, what? What? Where's this going to go? How is it going to end? What? You know what I mean? But you keep watching it. Like, yeah. I've gotten stuck in them.
No, 100%. I always watch like.
But they literally don't make sense. Yeah, exactly. That type of shit where it just never ends.
And
yeah.
It keeps flowing. You get stuck there for hours.
For like, yeah, it's literally just to make you watch. And then those videos get 100 million views. Facebook is kind of, in my opinion, in like the Wild West phase, like how YouTube was in like 2016, I would say. Because Facebook's just now kind of coming up. Their stock price has been rising. They're getting hella shit going. Like, a lot of people are starting to come over to the platform, but there's not a lot of people on the platform.
What I don't understand is like
room to grow.
If Instagram or Facebook owns Instagram, why is like Facebook trying to compete with? Oh, does Facebook own YouTube?
Google owns YouTube.
Okay, so like Facebook's trying to compete with YouTube right now. Is that what they're trying to do?
Facebook, yeah. Owns, I mean, like, everyone's Instagram, trying to face WhatsApp.
Yeah, everyone's trying to take over everyone.
But like Facebook and Instagram should be the same thing, retrospectively.
But they just own.
They're trying
they
to
still
be,
own the user time, right? I wonder if we sound dumb talking about this. I'm really curious.
No, I think you're being super educational, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. All
right, continue.
Okay, but like, I don't know where you're going with this. But do you think like Facebook will eventually become like a YouTube? Like, because the CPM is so great and everyone gets it, and they're like, why would I become a YouTuber when I can be a Facebooker?
Like, I think it could. They're building all the different little tools. Like, they got the Facebook Pay and the Marketplace and the YouTube video and the Facebook, all the Facebook words.
When they do like stories and stuff now too.
Yeah,
like
they got the stories and they have a Reels type of thing now.
Yeah.
They just added, which Instagram also has, so they own Instagram.
Do you think Instagram's ever going to monetize? I think they just did with their IGTV, right?
I low-key think Facebook is slowly taking over though. But I don't think they'll ever take over because it's YouTube. Like, but
the younger generation.
But think about it.
Facebook.
Facebook's kind of coming up right now as the second platform to monetize content like YouTube does, because no one's ever wanted to try to compete with YouTube. And they're coming in. They probably have been paying attention to it. And they're probably coming in doing it a way better way. I mean, look at everyone's chasing over there that knows. I shouldn't even be exposing this because like I'm probably making myself lose money, but that's what podcast is about. Like, no fucks given. But everyone's kind of running over there. Because
they're realizing. I saw a couple of your videos with like 10 million views, right? And
yeah.
I was like, damn, you got.
And they got higher CPM. And, you know, that's a good way for word of mouth. Why did Snapchat get us all fucking doing the spotlight?
Because, brother,
one homie made
$1 million.
Like, yeah, that's why. Like, because then you're like, oh, what? And then so.
And then
people slowly learn.
YouTube Shorts kind of robbed people with that. Like, they are definitely out for scamming.
Bro. I love YouTube, right? YouTube Shorts. No, YouTube Shorts is good, man. You just probably didn't do good.
No, because I did.
They had a different format for it.
I know, but like, I hated
how it was not like Spotlight.
I know, but Spotlight, you get 200K views, you got paid. In Shorts, I got more plays. I
but
have 500K
YouTube
plays.
Did more of a play where they help people get like monthly payments, where Snapchat was just kind of like they really fucking needed people on their app.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like YouTube took a better approach to it. And they pay you monthly. Like, if you get in a bracket, you then make a certain amount of money a month. That's how the Shorts work.
But you had to grind to get. You couldn't
of course
just, like,
you did.
Accidentally.
You of could've... course you did. YouTube's a way bigger platform than Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. Like, it's a way that they got a bigger dick. Like,
true. You had to really grind to be on Shorts. You couldn't just, like, post a video, get lucky.
But in the beginning, for growing your channel, bro, it was cracked.
Oh, shorts?
For YouTube, growing your channel and shit.
Yeah. Oh, the first shorts, but nuts.
Yeah, like, literally. Yeah,
there was only a couple
Cam people Casey, who we had on, he grew a million subs in 30 days.
Okay, but that guy is literally goated.
Like, I know, that's what I mean. He took advantage of
If I ever brag about, like, Cam got it figured out to a T, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's like his, like, how he makes his money, what he invests his money in. It's impressive.
He came in with a good way because he's like, Cam Casey, he was like, not known as an influencer for being like,
hey guys,
like an it boy or like famous. He just like literally, he that's his personality. He just grinds and makes content that gets views. Like he's just like,
yeah, he's like, what gets views? I don't care about being like ultra mega famous. I just want to like get views, get my money,
and then invest it and stuff,
invest it and be smart with it.
Yeah, he's killing it.
And it's like just impressive, honestly.
What about you, Max? What do you do?
No, this
dude's fucking.
No, what I do?
This dude's lit, like for real.
Snow drifting a GTR. Okay,
yeah. He has a commercial helicopter pilot license. You fly around the forest and you land wherever you'd like. Sometimes you land on the beach. You
pick up some girls.
You do whatever the fuck you drift
in his helicopter.
You drift Lambos. You were telling me about all sorts of stuff. You fly drones for Disney.
Yeah, well, like not them like totally specifically, but they're a client of ours for sure. Work basically on the movie, like sets.
Humble way of saying he does.
Yeah,
humble way of saying like
I fly drones for Disney.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Like honestly, we just basically like film random scenes for like TV shows, and movies, and stuff, and like commercials, all that kind of shit.
You get any big projects you would get to work on lately that you can say?
Oh, you signed an NDA or no?
Did you? You probably did.
Like I'm trying. There is, but like I'm trying to think of.
Like, I hate them NDAs, bro. Like, did you already get paid?
Like,
that's what really matters.
Like, it's kind of weird. It's once, like, the movies are out, it's not as big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
But of until, course. Like, they're, you know, out and everybody's seen it, they kind of definitely, you know, especially the bigger productions don't like it as much.
Because this movie hasn't even been revealed that's going to be made.
To my knowledge, no, not yet.
Bro, how do you just get into helicopters? Like, that's such a random thing because, like, I think there's levels to life and I slowly learn different parts about them, but I'm starting to learn about the aircraft level. People are into supercars and then bigger people are into aircrafts and they collect planes and helicopters. And I've been meeting a lot of them lately and all of a sudden you're a helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
Have a helicopter.
Not anymore, but I used to.
You had one recently.
It got sold by a broker to China. We actually ended up putting it in like a big 45-foot shipping container and sent it off to like overseas. It was
how much does a helicopter go for? Like how much do you sell?
Yeah, like what does a helicopter run you?
Yeah,
ballpark.
Like honestly, you can start at like I mean for like what we were flying, which is Robinson R-44. They run from anywhere like a couple hundred thousand up to like over half a mil.
Jeez, bro.
Yeah.
Do you think that's affordable? That's like
air conditioning is like, I swear, like an $80,000 option in those things. It's hilarious.
You
like,
can get an $80,000 helicopter?
No. Like, bro, like adding like air conditioning.
Oh, it's $80,000.
Like, it's like 80 grand. It's like, you know, like speccing a supercar. You're like, oh, like, yeah, you know, pay $5,000 for these seats. It's like, yeah, oh, yeah, 80 grand for some air conditioning.
Like, do you have air conditioning in yours?
No.
Oh, bro. You'd be
so bro, sweating. We better. You just take the doors off. In the summertime when it gets hot, you just take doors off and go like,
so how does that work, man? Like, can you just treat it like a car?
Like,
yeah, can you just go up and like drive? Like
if you have a property that like has a helipad, like yeah. In the middle of the forest, maybe, like you can just, what does that look like? Can you just go?
You can pretty much do whatever you want, like within reason, obviously, you know, following the rules, but in the sense of like taking off and landing, yeah, you can basically.
Once you have your license.
Yeah. Yeah, it's.
So if Tanner had a helipad in his backyard, he could just straight up pick that bitch up, fly like, around the property.
Yeah.
Like I could just like heli into like the woods, like miles and miles and miles away and like land. Or, on yeah, top.
Your neighbors would probably hate you.
Can you like put it into like the mall? So you want to go to the mall?
No, that might get, actually a guy in Canada just got in trouble this summer for landing at a Dairy Queen to get.
I was going to say you asked a dumb question, but then it was like turned out to be a good question because somebody did that.
Ton of trouble. He like landed, I think his wife or girlfriend got out and went and got some ice cream cones, then came back. And
that's badass, bro.
But it's honestly, it was like Karen's. Like, I swear it wasn't even that big of a deal. It was just Karen's complaining.
They're just jealous they don't have a helicopter.
On God, I would be jealous. Hella, bro.
You'd be like, he is not allowed to be doing that.
I was on the beach in Greece. Yeah, hella. I was on the beach in Greece and this, like, rich guy landed. It looked like a movie, bro. It was like this Spaniard guy with, like, a beautiful wife and his beautiful little kids. He landed on this, like, beach club on the beach in Greece at the beach.
At the beach, of course.
They were on the beach. And then he landed and they just, like, pulled up. And it just, I was like, a movie, bro. It was a movie.
You're just like, fuck this guy. Why does he have to be so
like,
cool?
And then like hours later, they got in it and it's
just like sent
chop it off to like they're probably their yacht or something. Because in Europe,
bro, that'd be a big money. Thing. Oh yeah, like they always go back to if you went out in the ocean, definitely going back to a yacht. That's like a huge thing in like the flying industry for helicopters.
What?
It like people like working out on like random yachts and stuff, flying private people's helicopters back and forth, like the
for them.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So they fly around with the helis on the boat.
So wait, then you're just in the private jet or the yacht having fun with them.
That's actually goated.
Imagine having a like. A
so
super
they don't take
yacht.
A dinghy.
They take the helicopter.
Yeah.
They're never in a dinghy.
Bro, dinghies well, are like, too poor, bro.
They literally don't touch the water. They just hover
wait,
over
but
it.
Wait, but actually, never mind. Think about how much Tim's dinghy cost. It was like $250K.
Yeah.
A helicopter, the same price.
No, $500. But also, you're not thinking about this.
And like, well, like those rich guys have like $1 million plus helicopters.
Oh, okay.
But like maintenance, bro, what does that cost you when you had a heli? Before you sold it to the Chinese government?
Like, honestly, it's kind of hit or miss. Depends how much you use it, because, like, stuff expires, like, by dates. Well, it goes by, like, dates or hours of usage. So it kind of, like, depends on the components. But, I mean, it can definitely add up, that's for sure.
Like, roughly. Like, you got to maintenance that once a month? Like, it's at least, like, $10,000.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, with aircraft, you almost, like, factor it into your hourly cost. So it's, like, the less you use it, the higher your hourly cost is. Because, like... obviously there's still like base prices for like your insurance, you know, your maintenance, which is, you know, can be anywhere from like a couple $100 oil change up to, you know, like 50, 100 plus grand and whatever parts, labor, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's not like if you use it a decent amount and you have a reason to, it's not horrible.
Makes sense. Least.
Yeah.
I just realized that you are from Canada.
Yeah.
And I'm very confused on how you're here.
what do you mean?
How's Canada?
Like,
how are you here in the country? I thought Canada wasn't letting nobody leave.
Nah, you can leave. Bro, they just tell you that.
Oh.
Yeah, you can, honestly, like, even the whole time through, like, the last 2 years, I know everyone's just been traveling. Like, they never
really,
like, as long, you just can't drive across the border.
Really?
But you can, well, you can even drive if you, like, have, like, a work purpose, but, yeah, they can, you can just fly across. It's not a big deal. Like, tons of people still went to Vegas all the time.
How do you get a work purpose?
Well, it's like, I guess it'd be like a work
permit. Oh, sorry.
Like
a work permit.
I think,
a purpose for work. I thought it made sense.
I think I said that first anyways.
Listen here, you beautiful people.
Okay.
Don't you dare forget about October 15th, all right? Listen here. T-Fox brand bait and tackle live now. If you don't have this shirt, you will never catch a tuna in your whole life. So
that's fact.
Ooh.
You better get a shirt.
Ooh.
October 15th. It's gonna be sick. But I'm excited for the fishing trip tomorrow. It's been real, man.
Hey, wait. I just want to know. Do you have any traditions?
Do I have any traditions?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
For like what?
Just anything. Like every September we go here. Every Christmas we go here. Every Halloween we do this. Every.
Is there one I'm forgetting about?
No, I just wanted to know.
Like going to like the water park probably every year.
What?
Tradition. What, my birthday?
You go to Big Bear every year.
I know that.
Okay.
But yeah.
There's not like one thing you repeat every year. Like not one single thing on like a special.
Like every Halloween I try so hard to go to Not Scary Farm. Or do something absolutely scary.
I don't care for that shit, bro. You got me to go to some bullshit haunted house last time.
Yeah. 17 Doors. That was awesome.
I didn't like it.
With Debbie. You didn't like
I
it?
I didn't like that.
Bro, I still talk about how it's the greatest thing ever.
You forced me into that.
I did force
and we
it.
Got tased and we got cockroaches put down our shirts.
Man.
Bro, what do you mean you got
and
tased?
We got shot with airsoft guns. We got put in an electric chair.
Yeah, electric.
That tased our whole body. Legit.
Straight up. It was brutal, bro.
It was horrible.
How is that even like legal?
Exactly. You sign a waiver.
Yeah, you sign a death waiver. Like, I'm okay with that.
And they said it wasn't bad because it was the first year with COVID. They said this was like way chilled.
Yeah, it was milder. And I was like, damn.
Have you ever seen that America's Scariest Haunted House thing?
Okay, that I ain't one? Doing that one.
I'm not into that shit. That's what I'm saying.
That's like torture,
I'm not into Halloween.
Bro. That's actually bad.
Bro, I swear, it's actually bad a vibes. Torture thing. Like, you sign a waiver, too, and they're just, like, allowed to torture you.
Yeah.
That's not chill.
Drowned you and all. And I'm like, nah, that's too much. That's,
guys,
thank you.
If you want to be a part of future things with the No Fox Club, make sure you sign up. Link in description. I'm excited for the fishing trip. We'll update you on how that goes. And then this will... Wow. I actually don't want to end it this fast because... I want to say that this is probably the last episode you and I ever film in this room. Damn.
You got the app now, too.
Damn, bro. The what?
You got the app now, too.
Oh, you got the No Fox app.
We got the No Fox Club app.
Dude, it's so clean, too. Like, because now it's like...
Or actually, just... we say this. No, should we say other?
No Fox Club app. That thing's so clean to have.
The No Fox Club members know about it.
It's just like Instagram now. It's just part of your team when checking it.
It's a social media. You got,
and Tanner...
If you were in the club, you'd know.
Tanner has the best club, technically, out of everyone's. I've tried them all, okay? And Tanner's the only one that's actually active compared to the whatevers, the... All of them. I don't
Which wanna, ones? Fucking name drop them.
Okay, George Janko, you slacking. All right? You slacking, bro.
Hard?
Hard, bro.
Who else? Does Logan still be posting?
Yeah, Logan's hit or miss. Like, so, like, there'll be, like, a... Where he's like, oh, I gotta get on it. And then he'll be slacking for a lot.
See, we do daily feed posts pretty much. Like, maybe 6 days out of the week. We got full exclusive, like, 15, 20-minute videos every week. We got sick giveaways. We got all sorts of random things in the club, too. Like this fishing trip's kind of like a bonus thing that we're just doing. And then we have monthly giveaways. There's a lot of cool things. So I know we talk about it a lot. If it ever interests you, check it out. You get the app. It's like a social media. It's cool. It's good vibes. But man, this is the last time we're going to be in this room. The next time we might do a Me and Maverick episode. Maybe he'll be from a computer. That'd or be cool. I'll be in Texas, whatever it is.
Texas too. That'd be clean.
I'm also moving the podcast setup to my warehouse. So that is going to be set up there completely. In the next like month and a half, I'm hoping, maybe a little bit more. We have some remodeling to do, but I will definitely be back. Maverick's moving on Friday, so we'll figure that out. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Max, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
It's been real. Yeah. And we will see you guys in the next episode.
Peace. You guys are the best.